Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 52 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Nacogdoches Miller. Kentucky's governor is responding to a Supreme Court decision on the so-called sewer bill. A bill that would legalize industrial hemp is on its way to the president's desk. A man accused of a triple homicide in Leslie County has served time for murder once before. A woman in Clay County is charged with murder and the death of her newborn. In sports, the Round County boys host Buckhorn tonight. Taking a look at your region's weather tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Friday, showers with a high near 50. Friday night, 100% chance of rain with a low around 44. Saturday, showers with a high near 52. And Saturday night, showers and a low around 40 degrees. Governor Matt Bevin spoke out after the Kentucky Supreme Court ruled against the proposed pension reform law the legislature passed this year, calling it unconstitutional. That's the same conclusion Franklin Circuit Court Judge Philip Shepard came to earlier this year, due to the bill's passing not meeting the three-reading requirement. Bevin said in a press conference who he sees paying the price for the Supreme Court's decision to rebuke the law.
And you know who this sticks it to? It doesn't hurt anybody in a campaign, although it may or may not. The people will decide that. It's sticking it to our kids and our grandkids. That's the reality. And their kids after that. It's generations to come that are going to be holding this back.
The law would have pushed new teachers to a hybrid plan while putting less responsibility on the state and changing the benefits they would have received. A lawsuit filed by a former Kentucky Attorney General over a decade ago could finally be making its way to the court in the Commonwealth. Originally filed by Greg Stumbo in 2007, the lawsuit against Marathon Petroleum alleges the company price-gouged Kentuckians following the Hurricane Katrina in 2005, then again following a major flood in Kentucky in 2011. Current AG Andy Beshear tells WDRB his office has now formally questioned Marathon CEO.
I believe that it will significantly help us moving into trial. It's time to get this in front of a Kentucky jury. It is time to actually get this thing resolved. We will be able to prove that Marathon intentionally gouged Kentuckians, charged us more, put their profits over our people.
The trial is set to begin in Franklin Circuit Court in June. Kentucky's senior senator has announced there will be a vote on criminal justice reform during the current session. The bill, referred to as the First Step Act, is a bipartisan effort aimed at dealing with ever-growing prison population in the country. Kentucky itself saw its prison population grow to over 25,000 for the first time this year. Mitch McConnell made the announcement on the Senate floor Tuesday with audio provided by Time Magazine.
In addition, at the request of the president, and following improvements to the legislation that have been secured by several members, the Senate will take up the recently revised criminal justice bill this month. I intend to turn to the new text as early as the end of this week.
McConnell added during the announcement that unless both parties approach the bill with a serious bipartisan effort, they should be prepared to work between Christmas and New Year's. A bill that would legalize industrial hemp is on its way to the president's desk. KNN's Haley Hansen reports.
Among other things, the farm bill will remove hemp from the list of controlled substances. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has fought for the legislation.
Along with providing certainty to agricultural communities, I'm especially proud that the legislation will open a new door for farmers in Kentucky and around the country to explore the full potential of industrial hemp.
The House of Representatives passed the bill on Wednesday. As it heads to President Trump's desk, McConnell says,
I'd be happy to loan him my hemp pen for the occasion.
I'm Haley Hansen.
A new report issued by the Center for Disease Control names fentanyl as the deadliest drug in the country. Nikki Strunick knows all too well that the new report isn't made up of numbers, but of people. She tells WKYT son Brandon died of an overdose in January 2016.
This is life or death, really. Now with this coming out, it's really evident that it's not even anything that you can even begin to chance.
CDC officials say fentanyl is 80 to 100 times stronger than heroin or cocaine. A man accused of committing a triple homicide in Leslie County has an extensive criminal history. Kentucky State Police troopers arrested Paul Douglas Sizemore Wednesday following a three-day manhunt in Leslie County. Sizemore is charged with the murders of Larry, Norma, and Chad Bowling. Sizemore pleaded guilty to the murder of Ruth Ann Osborne in 1987 and served 14 of his 20-year sentence. Karina LaShawn was a friend to Osborne. She tells WKYT she still doesn't know what possessed Sizemore to take her friend's life.
I don't know. I don't know to this day. And it's haunted me because I don't know and I don't understand. I always wanted to ask him why.
Sizemore was later convicted on federal firearms and robbery charges and served more prison time. LaShawn grieves the three killed in the recent murder case and said Sizemore should be held accountable. A 21-year-old Clay County woman has been arrested for murder after her newborn baby was found dead in a trash bag. According to WKYT, Amber Bowling told investigators she gave birth Sunday, put the baby in a trash bag, and threw the newborn over the upstairs banister of the complex. Bowling's neighbor, Karen Wagers, said the discovery of the child's body on Tuesday was alarming.
It's heartbreaking to hear something like this and to see something like this.
Kentucky has a safe haven law which allows people to leave a baby less than 30 days old to anonymously leave the child at an emergency room without risk of punishment. An autopsy showed the baby had cranial bleeding and fractured ribs. Bowling is being held in the Clay County Detention Center. Kentucky State Police are in search of an inmate who escaped from the Bluegrass Career Development Center in Richmond. WYMT reports 44-year-old Jay Anderson of Shepherdsville walked away from the facility on Saturday. It is unclear how he managed to get out. Police describe him as 5 foot and 3 inches tall, 147 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. Anyone with information is asked to call local law enforcement or KSP Post 7 at 859-623-2404. Leanne Akers will have a look at sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
The Rowan County Boys and the MSU Eagles are in action tonight for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. The Rowan County Boys basketball team host Buckhorn tonight. With 7 wins in the bag this season, the Vikings are hoping to keep their win streak going in tonight's matchup. Head coach Sean Thacker says his team is ready for a tough game.
Buckhorn's going to be a very, very scrappy team. They all play basketball. They don't have a lot of other sports over there for them to choose from. So, you know, all the kids that are athletes in that little school play basketball. So it's kind of like an Elliott County top team as far as that goes. They're going to be scrappy. They're going to shoot the three. They're going to change up defenses a lot.
Tip-off tonight is set for 7:30 p.m. In other regional basketball action, Montgomery County's boys travel to Bracken County, also for a 7:30 matchup. In girls' action tonight, Elliott County hosts Greenup. That game is also set for 7:30. The Morehead State men's basketball team is in Alabama tonight as they face off with Samford. The Eagles are 3-6 on the season, coming off a 76-64 loss to Marshall on Monday night. The Bulldogs stand at 8-2, coming off a 77-55 win at Alabama A&M on Sunday. Eagles head coach Preston Spradlin says right now his team can focus solely on the game.
We have a very long Christmas break here, 5 weeks at Morehead State. So that's 5 weeks of just basketball without books, and that's always a welcome thing at this point in time, and it's an opportunity where you really just get a chance to get better. You know, we'll get the guys in the gym more often at better times. It really lets us focus on some individual things that we need to improve on and work on and get better. And as we improve on those individually, we'll certainly improve as a team.
You can listen to that game live on WIVY or watch on ESPN+. Tip-off is set for 7:30. The Morehead State women's basketball team is traveling to Radford, Virginia today. The 7-3 Eagles are preparing for a Saturday afternoon matchup, coming off a 96-58 loss at Baylor on Wednesday. Coach Greg Todd says the team was mentally prepared for the road trip.
Radford's a very good opponent. They just beat Virginia at Virginia. They'll be a team probably as good as any team in our conference. So it's a tough week. And, of course, St. Francis last year played in the NCAA tournament. They've got several of their top players back. So we're in a stretch. We knew going in that these three games would be the toughest in a row that we would have.
Game time is set for 2 p.m. on Saturday. You can listen to the matchup on WIVY or watch on the ESPN Plus app. The final Thursday night football game of the season features a pair of AFC West juggernauts. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
The Los Angeles Chargers visit Arrowhead Stadium tonight to take on the Kansas City Chiefs in what will be the first time a pair of 10-win division foes have squared off on a Thursday night in more than 80 years. KC's second-year quarterback Patrick Mahomes has been torching opposing defenses this season, tallying a league-high 4,584 passing yards and 43 touchdown passes in his first year as the Chiefs starter. Veteran Philip Rivers leads the L.A. attack in the midst of arguably one of his best seasons in his 13 years as the starter for the Chargers. The Chiefs can clinch the AFC West title and a first-round playoff bye with a win. A win would also keep them in the lead to secure home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs heading into the final 2 weeks. The Chiefs are currently the top seed in the AFC. The Chargers would clinch their first playoff berth since 2013 with a win. They're currently the AFC's number 5 seed and sit second behind the Chiefs in the AFC West. Kickoff is set for 8:20 p.m. tonight. The game can be seen on Fox and the NFL Network. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Leanne Akers. Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts IUPUI on December 21st, and women's basketball welcomes Lipscomb on December 29th. OVC action begins on January 17th, featuring a doubleheader with Southeast Missouri. Single game and season tickets are now on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Jacob Lindbergh, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Tilden Johnson, and KNN's Susan Duvall. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead and Translator W202BHINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Leanne Akers and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Nacogdoches Miller. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.